Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge
Mwah! Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Chad Moutray's here. He's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. Chad, tell us about NAM.
So the National Association of Manufacturers is 125 years old this year, founded in Cincinnati in 1895. So we're the largest trade association dedicated to manufacturing in the United States. 14,000 members, small, medium, and large. About 90% of them, as you know, are small and medium-sized members. Certainly the NAM is on the move and making, getting a lot of attention in Washington. Obviously, manufacturing is getting a lot of attention. I think
right.
That certainly helps.
Absolutely.
Tell
us about the future of manufacturing. What do you call it, day two?
I think manufacturing in the future is pretty bright. People forget sometimes that you have these visions of manufacturing in general, where it's blue collar work or you're picking up a widget and moving it over to here. And, the reality is it's very advanced, very high tech. A lot of robotics and automation is part of the process now, and that means you need a different type of worker than you might have needed before, right? And I think certainly the other trend beyond, in our last segment we talked about supply chain, the other trend that has really accelerated in the last few months has been just the embrace of automation, which already was happening, but it's certainly happening even more now. But again, that changes the type of worker you need.
Mm-hmm.
And so last week we had... it's always the first Friday of October, Manufacturing Day. The reality is Manufacturing Day is every day, right? And you have a lot of people who are celebrating it in different ways. In past years, last year we had 3,000 events around the country where high school students and their parents, or maybe even younger than that, came in towards facilities, saw what real manufacturing looks like. It's a cool thing, right?
Yeah. And you don't have to have a liberal arts degree in college, a BS degree from a liberal arts college, to get a high-paying job in manufacturing.
That's right.
But you do need to know math, and you do need to be able to solve problems.
Yeah. And the goal there is kind of like got milk. It's our way of saying, this is what manufacturing looks like. It's a great career, high-paying career. You should go into it, right? This year, obviously, was different, right? It's hard to have in-person events, so it's mostly virtual. I think there was 300 events last week. But again, we have events happening throughout the month, and we even have some happening next year. So I do think that we're continuing to hit that drumbeat of trying to change minds. The skills gap is still a problem, right, despite the fact the labor market is completely
changed. Why is it taking
the
education world so long to come around to this?
I mean, I think that there's just this implicit bias out there that, you got to have at least a bachelor's degree or master's degree or even a PhD. And the reality is that's great for some people. That's not what everyone's cut out for, right? And you can, with a high school education and some certification or some kind of skills training, make a really great living, right?
Mm-hmm.
Often six figures in some cases. Do just as well as someone who might have had a bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a different path, but certainly, and we don't talk about that as much, right? We just kind of have this implicit bias out there.
That's 20th century thinking, isn't it? It's not 21st century thinking.
That's right. It's kind of stuck in the past. And the other issue, quite frankly, is that a lot of education systems have really downsized, the trades, right?
Right.
Education. People just have these biases out there about what manufacturing is and isn't, and they just assume that's not what my kid wants, what my kid to do, right?
One of my favorite stories is a paper mill manufacturer I asked him one time, a manager, I said, how many people in your plant uses a computer, not just technology, but a computer in the direct performance of their job? He said 100%. This was a brown paper mill.
Yeah.
Last thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Last thoughts, Chad.
Yeah, if you've toured a facility like I have, you can see just how advanced it is. I think that's why it's a cool profession, and hopefully more students will look at it as a career.
NAM.org, you can find the reports there. Follow Chad wherever you can find him. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Chad, good job. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Will you come back soon?
Definitely.
Thank you.
See you later, Jim.
Keep up the good work. Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, a very important person in our world. We like the work he does. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.